Simon is a ship in the waves of the dearest ship she's found. And the key it is on guard the ship with body to watch it. Captain Johnson gives the order to steer the ocean wide. With the sun that never sets the lights from darkness into sky. So is she only one that your heart's never fail. For the holy ship, the Diamond, goes a fishing for the
Hello and welcome to the first in a series of podcasts produced by Aberdeen Maritime Museum here in the northeast of Scotland. My name is Meredith Greiling and I am the Assistant Keeper of Maritime History at Aberdeen Maritime Museum. In this, our very first podcast, I will be introducing you to the main themes of the museum and giving you a quick guided tour. I will describe some of the highlights of the museum and we will come back to many of these objects in later podcasts. So if I mention an item that you would like to know more about, please do listen out for future podcasts, as we will be looking at some of our star objects in greater detail later on. Aberdeen Maritime Museum is located in Ship Row, overlooking the city's busy harbour. The museum opened here in 1997 and is housed over three very different buildings. The oldest, built in 1593, was the home of a Lord Provost and is now known as Provost Ross's House. Part of the museum is in what used to be the Trinity Congregational Church, and linking these two buildings is a modern glass entrance. It is here in the main entrance of the glass-fronted link building that we will begin our tour. As you stand in the reception area, look up and you will see the enormous model of an oil drilling platform floating above you. This is the Murchison Oil Platform. Built to scale and in very fine detail, this model was made to help plan the actual construction of the real oil platform in the days before computer-assisted design. This massive model rises up through the centre of the building, spanning three floors and creating a central point for your journey around the museum. We will explore the Murchison model in greater detail in a subsequent podcast. On your left in the main entrance is another large and rather rusty object. This decayed piece of wood and metal is the propeller and shaft from the steam yacht Fox. In 1858, the Fox, built 3 years earlier in Aberdeen by Alexander Hall and Company, became famous as the ship sent by Lady Franklin to search the Canadian Arctic for the remains of her husband, Sir John Franklin, and his missing expedition. The Fox propeller is an imposing piece of history standing more than 6 feet tall. It came to the museum in 2004 from Greenland, where most of the ship has long since rotted away. Only the ship's funnel remains as a navigation marker in Godhaven Harbour. Carry on past the propeller and up the steps to a large curved glass case, which gives a taste of the objects and stories to come. From here you can look over the railing at the Rattray Head lighthouse lens and walk into a 19th century ship's deckhouse, which was rediscovered being used as a garden shed. As you continue through this introductory gallery, you will pass the figurehead for an Aberdeen-built sailing ship, the Star of Tasmania. 12 years after she first sailed from Aberdeen in 1856, bound for the Australian wool trade, she was wrecked off New Zealand's South Island during a storm. Most of the passengers and crew were saved, but tragically 2 crewmen and 2 children were drowned. Carrying on up the steps will bring you back into the Link Building and at the next level of the Murchison model. Here you will find a display on North Sea exploration. Look out for the helicopter underwater escape trainer. This is a replica of a helicopter which is used to train offshore workers on the quickest way to escape from a wrecked helicopter underwater. We also have a real remote operated vehicle, or ROV, on display here. If you look back at the Murchison model, you can see a scale replica of the ROV as it would look in proportion to a real oil platform. As you walk back towards the glass front of the building, you will come to one of the strangest looking objects in the museum, something called a newt suit. The newt suit allows divers to work at great depths in normal atmospheric conditions. This means that they can dive without having to use decompression chambers. However, the suits are very bulky and unwieldy, especially in muddy waters, and the pincers are not as nimble as human fingers for precision work underwater. Carry on through the small door and into the fishing gallery. This area tells you all about the fishing industries in Aberdeen, including the very first oil industry in the city, whale oil. On display here is also the ship's bell from the Aberdeen-built fisheries research vessel, the Sir William Hardy, which became better known as the sabotage Greenpeace ship, the Rainbow Warrior. Past the whaling industry objects such as the harpoons and the whale's eardrum, you come to the picture gallery. In here we have some of our oldest works of art, including a 17th century painting of a Scottish warship and a Dutch 17th century votive ship model, which hung for many years in St. Nicholas Kirk in Aberdeen. This room also hosts a regular programme of smaller temporary exhibitions. Through this room you come to a series of rooms dedicated to the history of the North of Scotland and Orkney and Shetland Steam Navigation Company, known more simply as the North Boats. These ships carried goods and passengers between Aberdeen and the Northern Isles for more than 100 years. Here you can see objects from life on board, including dinner menus, cutlery and chinaware. As you carry on up the stairs, you pass a painting showing Provost Ross's house, the building you are now standing in, as it looked in the middle of the 19th century. At the top of the stairs you come to the Scottish Maid Room, named after the model of the world's first clipper ship, which was built in Aberdeen by Alexander Hall & Company in 1839. The raked stem became known as the Aberdeen Bow and revolutionised shipbuilding worldwide. All of the famous clipper ships have their origins in this ship. In this room we also have several beautifully ornate shipbuilders' models and paintings showing some of the famous ships associated with Aberdeen and the Aberdeen White Star Line. Continuing on through this room you arrive at the larger temporary exhibition room. Details of our exhibitions programmes are available by contacting the Maritime Museum direct or by checking in the local press. This room brings you back into the modern glass link building and the Murchison model. Here we continue the story of the oil industry in Aberdeen with a look at offshore drilling and the discovery of North Sea oil. Walk back into the church building from here and discover the history of shipbuilding in Aberdeen. These displays include many fabulous shipbuilders' models showing the variety of vessels built in the city. There is also a reconstructed drawing office and you can take a break watching short films about some of the ships associated with Aberdeen. From here return to the staircase and carry on up to the top floor of the museum. The views from the top galleries out across the busy harbour are spectacular, and there are always ships to watch coming and going. On this floor we have told the story of Aberdeen Harbour from its earliest times. You can see many archaeological finds from the area, such as Mesolithic flints and Roman coins, as well as later treasures, such as the proposals drawn up by the famous engineer Thomas Telford for the development of the harbour. Finally, the last area you come to looks at life offshore for modern oil workers. Here you can see what living conditions are really like on an offshore oil platform, how oil platforms are constructed, and hear contemporary stories from people who work offshore. Remember, Aberdeen Maritime Museum is absolutely free and open every day of the week, Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays from 12 until 3 p.m. We also have an excellent cafe and shop. If you want to find out more about the fascinating ships built in Aberdeen, please visit our website, www.aberdeenships.com. Thank you for listening to our first podcast, and I hope that you will visit us again soon. This podcast was brought to you in association with Aberdeen Harbour Board. Music was performed by the Mixed Instruments 3 class at Scottish Cultural and Traditional, with particular thanks to Ian McDonough.
Ship the diamond, throw the fishing rod.